Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we've got a social issue to talk about. Maybe you didn't know that slavery still exists in the world. And, of course, lots of people are being forced to work for people for little or no pay. And this involves both men and women all over the world. And, of course, today we're going to focus specifically on seafood slavery, which is all about seafood that is consumed in the United States and probably in other places, but it is produced using slave labor. Boy, that kind of upsets me the next time I go order a fish sandwich from a fast food restaurant. I'm going to think twice about where it came from.
Yeah, we don't ever think about where it comes from. We just like to eat it. So I'm glad some people are watching out for humanity around the world. And in this case, we're going to talk about some really brave AP, Associated Press reporters who did a lot of investigative reporting and tracked down what was really happening out there in the world and put an end to it, at least an end to some of it. We're going to go through, read through our article, and then we'll be back.
Visiting the supermarket is a rather common and sometimes mundane experience in our daily lives. We simply select the foods we need, pay for them at the checkout counter, and head home with our groceries. Little do we imagine that by purchasing these items, we could be unintentionally supporting industries that use slave labor. Surprisingly, that was exactly what was happening in the U.S. when people were buying their seafood. Uncovering this scandal was a lengthy and grueling process that lasted 18 months. It began when the Associated Press, AP, reporters started receiving tips from rescued slaves about the horrible working conditions in which they were forced to work for up to 16 hours a day for little or no pay. The fact that these operations were conducted in Southeast Asia made it difficult for foreign reporters to cover the story. Still, the reporters came up with an ambitious plan to speak with captive slaves and then detail how the entire industry worked from start to finish. This meant tracing the seafood from the time it was caught all the way to when it ended up on consumers' dinner tables in the U.S. After following several false leads, the reporters finally traveled to Benjina, Indonesia, an island where seafood slaves were being imprisoned. During their stay on the island, the reporters were constantly in danger. They were threatened with violence while trying to assist an abused fisherman in distress. To get the names of the ships transporting the slavery seafood, they had to hide in bushes for days, avoiding gunmen armed with automatic weapons. In the end, all their endeavors paid off as they gathered enough information to track the entire process. In addition to detailing horrible labor conditions, they were able to determine which U.S. companies were importing the seafood and where it was being sold to unwitting customers.
Okay, guys, we're going to get started on a very, very serious issue. Seafood that's being caught by people who are slaves. If you're a slave, it means someone in essence owns you. You're like a piece of property. You must do what they say. You don't have any freedom and you don't get paid, and that's your life. It's terrible. And unfortunately, it's still happening around the world.
Yes, a person who is owned is called a slave, and then the whole system is called slavery.
Right.
So we were talking about, or we are talking about, seafood slavery, and we have to ask this question, is your seafood caught by slaves? I don't know what the answer to that question in Taiwan here is. It seems to me that most of the seafood consumed in Taiwan is produced by local fishermen.
It's domestic.
It's domestic, and there's probably no slavery involved, but there are some kinds kinds of fish that are imported into Taiwan, like salmon, for example. You don't really have that here, but in any case, that's another subject. But we're talking about seafood slavery that produces seafood for Americans primarily. So we simply select the foods we need, okay? So indeed, sometimes going to the supermarket can be rather mundane. Mundane just means kind of boring. It's part of our daily lives. It's something we have to do over and over again. It's pretty dull. It's not very exciting. Mundane. Maybe some of us feel that our lives are maybe a bit too mundane. Getting up in the morning, going to work all day, getting on the crowded bus and coming home and doing it again day after day, year after year. We might feel that way. I don't feel that way about my life, you know. I think it's kind of interesting. But
well, we have different jobs during the day, so it's not always the same thing. But work can be mundane a lot of times. Yeah, we simply, this is back to the grocery store, guys. We simply select the foods we need. We pay for them at the checkout counter and head home with our groceries. How many of us actually think about where the food comes from? I don't. That's the truth. So little do we imagine that by purchasing these items, we could unintentionally be supporting these industries that use slave labor. Little do we know, or little do we imagine. I will often use this little do we, or little did we. We can use the past tense too. It just means you never ever would have suspected. If you imagine something, you picture it in your mind. So you never would have thought, wow, are you kidding? My fish is coming from slave labor, which is terrible. So we're unintentionally supporting these industries that use slave labor by buying the seafood that we do buy. Unintentionally is the opposite of intentionally, which means you do it with purpose. You do it purposely, purposefully. Here, you don't mean to at all. It's an accident.
Yes, unintentionally. Yeah. Just let me give you an example of little do we. That might be a little difficult for our listeners. I could think that, well, it was such a sunny day, but little did we know that a storm was coming. So, yes, we thought it was a great day, but we had no idea that a storm would soon come and destroy our wonderful day. Little did we know.
So Tom's example really gives us a good definition. It's we had no idea. So it's that. That's that idea that we're really using, but we use that little did we or little do we.
That's right. Yeah. So for the most part, we don't really know where these items come from.
Right.
And even though we don't intend to support slavery, we might be doing this unintentionally. So, hey, we didn't know. But now that we know, we're not going to eat that seafood anymore.
Right.
Or at least we'll eat seafood from people who produce it in nice ways.
True.
And not by having slaves. But in any case, yes, we might be supporting those industries that actually use slave labor. And surprisingly, that was exactly what was happening in the U.S. when people were buying their seafood. Indeed, in America, we do consume quite a bit of seafood.
Yeah.
When I grew up, of course, I lived inland there, very far away from the ocean, so we did not really eat seafood.
Yeah, I wasn't close to an ocean either in Arizona. So let's go on to the second paragraph. Uncovering this scandal was a lengthy and grueling process that lasted 18 months. If you uncover something, guys, here it's figurative, it's not literal. It just means you discover something that was secret or unknown before. And a scandal is some sort of event that happens that is usually, it usually includes something that's immoral, morally wrong, or illegal, and it's shocking to the public. Sometimes it even makes the public angry, and there's a lot of outrage. So a scandal. So they uncovered the scandal, but it wasn't easy. It wasn't something that say, hey, did you hear that the seafood we're getting is caught by slaves? No, it was a long, grueling process. Here we're using lengthy to talk about how long the process took. So a lengthy and grueling process. Grueling is a great word. When you use grueling, you've got to imagine people who are doing something that's extremely demanding and very tiring, and you wish you could do anything but that.
Grueling.
It's hard.
It's hard, right. Yes. Another word we're going to cover this month is arduous, and that's a similar meaning. It just means it's very, very difficult to do. It involves a lot of labor and a lot of thought, so yes, indeed.
A lot of sweat.
A lot of sweat and a lot of anxiety. It lasted 18 months, so it was long and hard, and it began when the Associated Press, or AP for short, the reporters from AP, started receiving tips from rescued slaves about the horrible working conditions in which they were forced to work for up to 16 hours a day for little or no pay. This is a long sentence that contains a lot of information, but indeed, this process, this investigation began when these AP reporters got some reports or got some tips from these rescued slaves. Okay, so these were slaves working for the seafood industry.
Mm-hmm.
They somehow escaped or they were rescued. People saved them, brought them out, and then they said, hey, we know about this situation and we're going to tell you guys about it. Don't reveal our names. We'll be in trouble if we do. So they got these tips, which is like special information.
Little pieces of information, too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Tip can also be a little bit of money you give somebody for extra services or something like that. And they were talking about these horrible working conditions. Horrible just means really bad, really terrible.
Yeah, and they were forced to work long hours, up to 16 hours a day for little or no pay. Guys, right now we're probably at a good point to take a break. We're going to listen to our Chinese teacher for a little while, and then we'll be back to talk about this issue.
大家好，欢迎收听 English Digest， 我是 Alice。今天我们要阅读的是 Unit 11 Is Your Seafood Caught by Slave 的第一天课程。不知道大家之前有没有读过一则新闻，就是美联社的记者报道了在东南亚有人被囚禁起来，每天抓捕海鲜，薪水很微薄，工作很繁重，还失去自由，或者像奴隶般的生活。本课就是在深入探讨这一则新闻。首先我们看到标题的一个名词 slave 是奴隶的意思，片语 be a slave to 或 of something 就是指成为什么什么的奴隶，受到什么什么的支配。例如 money plays an important part in our lives but we shouldn't be a slave to it， 钱在我们的生活是重要的一部分，但我们不该成为钱的奴隶。此外 slave 也可以做动词用， slave away 就是指拼命工作。例如 Mary is mad at you because she has been slaving away all day while you have been playing video games， 玛丽在生你的气，因为她一整天都在拼命工作，而你却一直在打电动。和 slave 相关的另一个名词是 slavery， S-L-A-V-E-R-Y， 是奴隶制度、奴隶身份的意思。 Sell somebody into slavery 就是贩卖某人为奴隶的意思。例如我们可以说 In ancient times, poor people were often sold into slavery， 在古代贫穷的人常被贩卖为奴。文章的第二段描述美联社记者揭露这则新闻的过程。我们看到这一段的第二句的后半部分， The horrible working conditions in which they were forced to work for up to 16 hours a day for little or no pay， 在糟透的工作环境中得到极少的酬劳，甚至没有酬劳，却要一天被迫工作多达16小时。本句的关系代名词 which 前面一定要有介系词 in， 因为原来的两句为 it began when 点点点到 the horrible working conditions， 另一句是 they were forced to 点点点到 or no pay in the horrible working conditions， 用 which 合并两句就会变成 it began when 点点点 the working conditions which they were forced to 点点点 in。 当 which 所连接的形容词子句里有介系词可以搭配先行词的时候，可以将介系词移到冠带前面，就形成了 in which。 当介系词移到冠带前面的时候，如果先行词也是地点，介系词加 which 就可以改成关系副词 where。 例如本段最后一句的后半部分， An island where seafood slaves were being imprisoned。 此句的 where 就相当于 on which。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about seafood that's being caught by slaves, the slavery trade that is using people who have no freedom at all. They're not being paid for what they do. They're, in essence, they're owned by people. They're like a piece of property. And what we're talking about is a group of reporters from the Associated Press. They do investigative reporting all around the world. And they started uncovering the scandal, but it wasn't easy. It took them 18 months to get to the bottom of it.
That's pretty dedicated there,
yeah,
for them to do that. So, yes, indeed, they started to do some investigation because they got these tips from rescued slaves. And the fact that these operations were conducted in Southeast Asia made it difficult for foreign reporters to cover the story. Yes, indeed, if you're a reporter from England or the United States or wherever, you're speaking English, and maybe you've studied some other languages,
mm-hmm,
but still, these operations were conducted in Southeast Asia, which is, what, Cambodia, Thailand,
Vietnam,
Malaysia,
yeah,
and Indonesia, places like that.
Right.
So, yes, this is where this was going on, these operations. Operations, which refers to the activity of these companies,
uh-huh,
that were producing seafood using slave labor.
Yeah, we often use business operations to describe what goes on in a company. So they were conducting these operations in Southeast Asia, and so it was really kind of difficult for these foreign reporters, we're probably talking about reporters who speak English only, to cover the story. If you cover a story, you follow it, you're getting information that you then can publish or release to the public in the form of news. Still, the reporters came up with an ambitious plan to speak with captive slaves and then detail how the industry worked. And they wanted to take the readers from start to finish. They wanted to talk about the whole process of how the seafood was caught and then processed and then bought by foreign companies. We're talking about the U.S. We often use this word ambitious, guys, to talk about someone who has really high goals. They want to work hard because they want to achieve a lot in their lives. But that's when we use this word to talk about people. We often use ambitious, though, to talk about a piece of work or a plan like this here. And it just means it's a plan that's going to be difficult to achieve, but you have to work hard. But you have some high goals, high aspirations,
mm-hmm,
and that's how we're using it here, ambitious. Now, a captive slave, of course, is one who is being held as a prisoner. They're captive because they can't escape.
Exactly. So, yes, they needed to talk to them, and
uh-huh,
then they needed to give us the details about how the industry worked,
yeah,
from beginning to end, from start to finish. And this meant, this involved tracing the seafood from the time it was caught all the way to when it ended up on consumers' dinner tables in the United States. So they had to trace the seafood. That means you kind of go backwards to find out where something is coming from,
uh-huh,
to trace the origin of something.
Keep following it, yeah.
Exactly. Especially going toward where it came from.
Right.
And yes, indeed, they had to find out, yeah, where was this caught and when was it caught? How was it caught? Who caught it? And then what happened after they caught the fish? Where did it go for processing? How was it packaged? How was it shipped? How was it received? How was it sold? How was it eaten? They wanted to cover the entire process. A consumer, of course, is somebody who buys and uses products and,
mm-hmm,
services. Pretty much everybody is a consumer these days.
Yeah, we're all consumers. So they wanted to go through the process and see how it finally ended up on consumers' dinner tables in the U.S. Now, after following several false leads, a lead is sort of a tip that gives you an idea of where you should go to find some information. The reporters finally traveled to Benjina, Indonesia. It's an island where seafood slaves were being imprisoned. If you're imprisoned, it's the verb we use to talk about people being put into prison. You're then imprisoned. So during their stay on the island, this Benjina island, the reporters were constantly in danger. Can you imagine? They're trying to discover people who are doing things that are illegal and immoral both. And so those people are going to want to stop the reporters by either threatening them, killing them perhaps. So that's why they were in constant danger.
That's right. Well, we could say they're very dedicated to their profession,
yeah.
So they were threatened with violence. This is one particular example when they were trying to help or assist an abused fisherman. Of course, we could probably talk about people being abused, which means people are treating them badly. Abused children, for example. And this particular fisherman was in distress, which means you're in a bad situation, you're being hurt, you're being harmed, you're experiencing pain, and you need someone to come and help you. I'm in distress. Sometimes we talk about the damsel in distress, the young lady who's, oh, help me, I'm being held prisoner. Can you come and save me, Prince Charming, my knight in shining armor? But here, this fisherman was in distress, and he had to be rescued or at least assisted.
They wanted to assist this fisherman, but they were threatened with violence while they were trying to do it. If you threaten someone, guys, it means you tell someone, I'm going to hurt you if you do this thing, or I'm going to hurt you because you did something already for a past action. For example, Tom, if you don't let me borrow your pen, I'm going to hit you.
Ooh.
That's me threatening Tom. He's not afraid of me because he could kill me. He's much bigger than I am. So...
Well, I don't know. Guys can't hit the girls back, you know. You guys can get away with a lot of stuff. But in any case here, yes, threaten is the verb.
Yeah.
And the act is a threat. Oh, that sounds like a threat,
it
what
is
you
a
just
threat.
Said. It is
yes.
a threat. I guess I better be a good boy.
Yeah.
But in any case, yes, they were threatened with violence if they tried to help this fisherman who was in distress. And to get the names of the ships transporting the slavery seafood, they had to hide in bushes for days. That's not something I might enjoy because there might be snakes there.
Ooh,
especially if you're in Indonesia. It's a tropical country.
At least mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes or maybe spiders or poisonous snakes. So this is quite dedicated here.
Mm-hmm.
They hid in those bushes, which are kind of like small trees. And, of course, they wanted to get the names of the ships that were transporting the seafood. To transport basically just means to ship something from one place to another.
That's right. I often have things transported from the U.S. over here to me in Taiwan that I buy because I miss some of my favorite candy, especially.
Always get that candy.
I'll just be honest. I like some candy that they don't sell here. So I buy it, and it's transported through, for example, Federal Express, or we call it FedEx, or DHL. So they were getting the names of the ships that were actually moving the slavery seafood. So they were moving the seafood collected by slaves from its origin, where it was originated, to the places or the companies that were buying it. So they were trying to get the names. That's why they were hiding in the bushes. They were also avoiding gunmen armed with automatic weapons. When you see automatic weapons, you know that they're guns that fire bullets very quickly, that you don't have to keep reloading. They can kind of like machine guns. I always think of machine guns. In the end, all their endeavors paid off. Your endeavors are things that you do to accomplish things. We often wish people good luck in their future endeavors if we part company. Say, my friend's moving back to the States, I'll say, oh, I wish you all the best in your future endeavors. So endeavors just means actions that you take to accomplish things. If your actions or your work pays off, guys, it means it was worth it. You were successful. So all that work was not wasted. That's how we use that phrase, to pay off.
Yes, hard work pays off, you know, they say. And endeavor can also be a verb.
Mm.
I'm endeavoring to conduct this scientific experiment, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, indeed, all their efforts, all their endeavors paid off because they gathered enough information to track the entire process. They
mm-hmm.
figured it out. They got the names of the ships. They figured out who was involved. And in addition to detailing horrible labor conditions, they were able to determine which U.S. companies were importing the seafood and where it was being sold to unwitting customers. So they did a couple of things. In addition to one thing, they were able to do something else as well. So, yes, indeed, they got some information about the horrible working conditions, but also they figured out which U.S. companies were actually importing this seafood into the U.S., and then we've got these unwitting customers who were eating it. Unwitting means they just didn't know.
You were unaware. I unwittingly killed a very precious bug. I didn't know it was so valuable. You did it without knowledge. You didn't do it on purpose. You were not fully aware of the facts, you could say. So I'm really proud of these AP reporters. It's nice to see that there are still some really good reporters out there trying to unveil or uncover scandals that are going around in this world, because there are a lot of things that are happening that we should know about. Right now, guys, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher.
我们接着看到第二段的第三句。 The fact that these operations were conducted in Southeast Asia made it difficult for foreign reporters to cover the story. 这些活动在东南亚进行的事实使得外国记者要报道这个故事颇为困难。本句的主词是 the fact， 主要动词是 made。 The fact 和 made 之间则用 that 连接一个完整句子为名词子句，整个可以视作一个名词。 当作 the fact 的同位语，也就是 the fact 指的就是 that 子句这件事。我们再举一个例子来说明：The news that our team won the championship excited everyone. 我们队伍赢得冠军的消息使每个人都感到兴奋。这句的 that our team won the championship 就是名词子句，作为 the news 的同位语。 本句还有另外一个句型，就是用虚受词 it 来代替后面的不定词片语 to cover the story， 说明外国记者要报道这个故事是困难的。常用的虚受词句型为主词加 make、believe、think、consider、regard等动词，再加 it，再加形容词，再加 for somebody or something，然后再加 to v。例如 Lily thought it romantic for her parents to celebrate their 20th wedding anniversary with a candlelight dinner. Lily 认为她的父母用烛光晚餐来庆祝结婚20周年是浪漫的。文章的最后一段提到美联社的记者冒着生命危险，总算追查到奴隶海鲜的来源，并查出美国哪几间进口公司购买了奴隶海鲜。 我们看到最后一段的倒数第二句， In the end, all their endeavors paid off as they gathered enough information to track the entire process. 最后他们所有的努力都得到了回报，因为他们收集到足够的资讯来追踪整个过程。本句有一个片语 pay off， 如果我们说 something pay off， 就是指某件事有成效或是有回报。例如 All those months of studying finally paid off. Jack passed the test with flying colors. 那几个月的读书总算有回报，杰克以高分通过考试。以上就是今天的课程，谢谢大家收听。
Thanks for joining us, guys. We're talking about a very important social issue in this particular unit. We're not finished. We're going to continue in our next program talking about seafood that's being caught by slaves. Right now, though, we've got to sign off. We hope you'll come back soon. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
Bye.